Yeah. 100% straight. I'm gonna bring this shit in again. I'm in a really good mood. It's a great time to be a Drake fan first. I just want y'all to know that. A Drake fan first, always. I don't know if anybody else is a Drake fan first. And I said that, with no apologies.
And more chew for your head, top, so watch how you speak on my name, you know?
You know? It's war time. What's up?
Yeah. I couldn't get a bill paid. You couldn't buy the real thing. I was staying up at your place, trying to figure out the whole thing. I saw people doing things, almost gave up on the music thing. But we all so spoiled now. More like more everything. Must have never had your phone tap. All they yapping on the phone.
Alright, man, it's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation. Look, I ain't doing no intros this time. It's me, it's Gladys, it's Esh, it's Rel, it's Kels, it's DJ, it's Zaria. We in here. I'm hyped. 420 coming. I'm feeling good today. Also, motherfucking, we got beef. It's rap beef. It's hip hop beef. It's like it's outside time. Nigga, what side is niggas on? Matter of fact, I want to get shit. What side is niggas on in the beef? Is Gladys who? What side is you on? Who you fucking with?
I'm fucking with Drake, really.
Drake.
Who's the beef?
I feel
Drake. Right. Drake. It's, well, all right, so come on. Hey, we have a thing. Drake is in a beef with the world. So it's Drake, and then it's the other side. Or you can pick your sides on the other side.
I am a Drake fan.
You're a Drake fan. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Other side, for real. I'm a Drake fan, too, but you asking me.
Whose side is you on in the war?
Cole.
All right. Kels.
I don't know what happened.
We gonna get to all of that. We gonna get to all of that.
Kels, what are you going for? Just say it out loud.
It's not even a podcast, bitch.
I have to go with Drake because he's just more versatile. His bars are always real, but Drake just has more features. More.
I like the energy in this room.
Okay.
DJ, what side are you on in all of this?
I agree with her. Do you have a side? I agree with her, but I just want everybody to get along because I like both of them, man. I don't want to do this.
That part. All right. See, Zaria, where you at in all of this? Team Drake.
Drake.
Oh, damn, ain't nobody pick Kendrick?
I don't
give
y'all
the beat. Right. Hate me on this. Make me take the side. I don't really feel.
You didn't say no names, though. You said no.
We go Rich Spirit is some shit right
there. Like, I hear Metro Boomin, Future.
No, I'm not taking them sappy ass.
What happened, though?
All right. Can I tell y'all what I think?
Future right now. I'm taking Future side. On the rip.
I'm
when I
love
Future.
Definitely not on Future.
No, Future beefing with Drake, too.
No matter.
All right, so. It's been a while. All right,
what, you crazy?
I totally thought she dropped that on accident. All right, so listen.
Not accident.
Like, all right, so look, there's been a lot of shit that took place since the last time we potted. All right.
Jeez, Kendrick. He is like that sometimes, but go ahead.
Future and Metro Boomin have dropped two albums. Dissing Drake. On those albums, Travis Scott has been there, who's supposed to be a friend of Drake or was a friend of Drake. Rick Ross has been there, who's supposed to be a friend of Drake or was a friend of Drake. Kendrick is on there, and they had some dealings as well, but Kendrick's been baiting the beef between them. And they've been throwing shots. Shit, who else is on that shit? A$AP Rocky was on there throwing shots at him. I said Rick Ross, right?
That means Drake is battling
Ricky. Oh, J. Cole. Also, is on the Kendrick album. Now, it's on not the Kendrick album, the Future album. Rick Ross is on there also. Or J. Cole is on there also. Now, J. Cole and Kendrick, or Jake, damn, I'm fucking up. J. Cole and Drake dropped a song, Drake and J. Cole, because it's Drake's song, First Person Shooter, where they tried to get Kendrick on and he didn't want to be on, and then they, J. Cole mainly, talked shit and said that he was the number one in the big three. And then Kendrick took shots back at him and Drake. Seemed like mainly Drake, but J. Cole took it harshly. Dropped a project. You know, diss song. This is a slight recap for everybody that don't know. Dropped a diss song on there for Kendrick. And then a day or two later went on his festival and retracted it. And said that he was sorry. It didn't feel right in his spirit. He felt like it was lame. It was corny. If Kendrick wants to take a shot at him, he could do it. A few other things, but that's... Then...
Wow.
Drake... Wow, well, wow, Future wow, and them did wow. The other album. And then Drake responded and took shots at everybody. Except for A$AP Rocky, it seems like.
So nobody knows why.
Well, girls.
Girls,
yeah. Well, girls, and then also there's speculation that Drake has, the way that Drake has a deal set up or has some amount of, and this is a huge speculation and rumor, that he gets paid. Like, he had a line where he said, on the song with 21 Savage on Her Loss, where he said, I can make your label think they need you. For real.
Yeah.
Right. And so there's a, he also had a line where he said, like, you know what I'm saying, where he talked about, I'm on Apple, but I still feel entitled. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's been alluding to the fact that he has a deal. And the speculation is that his deal is one that he gets paid off of other artists that he seems to put his arm around. Mm. Because the Drake stimulus package is so strong that when he does that, artists seem to rise.
As realistic and as so it's gonna get.
There's a way that the labels are connecting people. But the artists seemingly themselves don't know that Drake is being paid to hang out with them and kick it with them. So when I think they're finding that out, and the fact that Drake has fucked their girls, or girls that they like fucking, that they consider theirs, I think the duality and the coupling of the two gets niggas a little bit hot. They get a little angry. Mm. You know what I mean? They you know what I mean? They get in their feelings. And then they apparently wait for other niggas to go through the same thing, and then they collectively come together and diss them.
And that was corny. Because I feel like, why would you have to wait for somebody
to start? I don't think
J.
Cole was part of that little girl beast.
No, J. Cole is just a bitch on his own. Alright, hold on. You want to talk about J. Cole?
Dude.
Does anybody else feel like J. Cole's a bitch in here, or is it just me?
Just you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. What? Okay. Can I ask y'all a question? Mm-hmm. Y'all listen to this music, y'all just skim through it.
I listen to it.
Alright. So, maybe I'm gonna do a metaphor. So, if somebody tells you for 10 years at least that he's the, what'd he say on Forest Hill? He said, when I'm in New York, I'm the best in the East. When I'm in L.A., I'm the best in the West. Niggas want to test, I confess. He said some shit like that. And for the past 10 years, he made a song called Everybody Dies, where he just threw subliminal shots at, like, the industry and the fact that he could body anybody lyrically. he threw shots at Kanye, Wale. He has been on songs with everybody. He's quoted saying that, like, he's never been bodied by anybody he's on a song with. He always, like, do better. Like, he's him. Don't nobody want to say his name, like, because he get, like, he him. Like, he killing. He said, I'm Muhammad Ali. Like, I'm a, his niggas want office. Like, they better be talking about cubicle. Like, niggas debating my spot. I'm not the three. I'm not the two. I'm the UNO. He said a lot over 10 years worth of time, all for when he got into a situation when somebody did actually challenge that shit, like, to kind of jump in it again. It's something that he did, like, his, I don't feel like Kendrick's been baiting J. Cole. Y'all feel like Kendrick's been baiting J. Cole? Okay, so when J. Cole jumped on First Person Shooter and then said there's a big three, but I feel like I'm number one in the big three, you don't feel like the other two niggas, or especially the nigga that's not on the song with you, that you say that you look at and is exactly like you, would feel a kind of way? That's not a shot at Kendrick. So he, if you initiate a fight and then somebody respond to it, so if you initiate a fight and then somebody else swing at you and then you swing back, and then you say, hey man, let's stop this shit. Hey, we both black brothers. Why are we doing it? That's not corny to y'all. That's just maturity. That's what y'all telling me? Like, I mean, what do y'all call that?
No, I feel like that's maturity.
You probably were just doing shit and realize, okay, that was fucked. That was wrong. Like, people make mistakes and realize shit. Like, no. That shit.
But look, you
consider it a mistake.
Look.
So the past 10 years is a mistake?
No.
But what you just asked was, somebody swung on you, started the fight, right? Or just, what did you say? Somebody,
you started a fight,
right?
You've been baiting a fight for 10 years,
right?
You've been saying, hey, nigga, I'm him,
right?
I knock niggas out, my hands is the nicest. Anybody that's up next to me, they know if we shadow boxing, they can't shadow box like me.
That's cold, right?
Yeah,
right?
And then he spoke a nigga name, and that nigga said,
right.
And he said, you know what? My bad. Let's stop this. How is that maturity?
Because he was whooping his ass.
Because who was whooping whose ass?
Because Cole was whooping Kendrick's
ass. No, in the fuck he did not.
But I'm saying
he lost.
Listen. I'm not saying.
No, there's no
stop. Listen.
No, yes,
I'm
he
not,
did.
Listen.
There's a round.
No, stop.
There's a first round.
It definitely is a first round. He's definitely correct.
There's no loss.
Yes, there is.
That's mutual.
It's not mutual. Kendrick's verse is better.
No. Motherfucker slapped him and he slapped the motherfucker.
Not as
therefore
hard.
Therefore, it's mutual.
Not as hard. Kendrick smacked the shit out of him.
No, he didn't.
There's no telling who smacked who.
No, yeah, it is. I listen to the songs. You want me to put them on right now?
Yeah,
I listen to the shit.
Put them on.
So what the fuck songs are you talking about? Because I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yes, they.
I get it. There's no smack.
I need to know
who's harder, because I think that's a matter of opinion. I don't care. That's a matter of opinion, right? That's a matter of opinion. If some person is literally representing
make it a poll.
It's not a matter of opinion.
What?
Can I ask? If y'all let me speak. Kendrick and Future song went number one for 3 weeks in a row. J. Cole released his song for a week and it didn't go number one once. Actually, Like That was streamed more times than every song on that fucking Mike Delete This playlist. Like, the shit that's been out for 3 weeks, and on the fourth week, it streamed more times than his whole 12-song album streamed. That nigga didn't win. Niggas wasn't listening to it the same way.
That's accurate, though, because people pay people to stream shit. I feel like we should just go off of lyrics. We're not worried. I don't feel like we should go off of stream.
Yeah, because
I'm going off of fucking lyrics.
People get paid to get streamed. We should go off of lyrics.
Can I say one thing about all of this?
Speak!
I told you this earlier. This whole beef thing is so, like, a public discrepancy just to get views and likes. Just to get conversations
started. It's hip hop, bro. Come on, get out. I don't want to hear Logic in a hip hop conversation. Stop it. Leave me alone.
It's the everybody's lyrics at this point.
Leave me alone, girl. I don't want to listen. We talking about hip hop and we in this shit. Pick a side.
I'm the side of it all is starting to sound the fucking same. All
right, you gotta sit this one out. Yeah, you gotta sit this one out. This is prime time. This is
fucking bitches getting money, killing the ops
every day. We kill the ops
just with a different producer and a different beat and a different ghostwriter. Mm. And if you can produce it yourself, good job for making a rhyme and sounding rhythmic.
You hear me? All right, then.
It's all about the beat. I want to shake my ass.
Back to World War III. I'm gonna call along.
Yeah, turn the vocal up. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody listen. Want some attention and come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him, chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the clinching. I came up in a bit, so I'm good with his tension. He still doing shows, but fell off like the Simpsons. Your first shit was classic, your last shit was tragic. Your second shit put niggas asleep, but they gassed it. Your third shit was massive, and that was your prime. I was trailing right behind, and I just now hit mine. Now,
I listen.
Why are you pausing? You're hollering.
Because that's a lie. Kendrick's first three albums are classic. The first three are classic.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lie. Like, it's not the niggas gassed your second one. Your first three albums is classic. J. Cole only has one classic. J. Cole only has one classic out of seven albums. Kendrick has three classics out of five. That's a different type of like ratio.
I think I underrated.
No, nigga, you're losing in a battle already because you're not saying real things. Just because it sound good on the beat don't make it real. Like, that whole point is moot. It's not real. That's just, it's Fugazi. That's a fake. Nigga, that nigga's album discography is better than yours. Like,
front up the line with a comfortable lead. High running, so I got it. Now he wants something with me.
He does not have a front, but in what way is J. Cole in the front, nigga? He don't sell more than nobody. He don't fucking have more classic albums than nobody. Drake got like about four classic albums. Kendrick got about three. Like, Cole got one on seven. That's a terrible average. It's nuts, yo. It's nuts.
Like, well, you caught me at the perfect time. Jump up and see why I got here off of bars. Not no controversy. Funny thing about it, bitch, I don't even want the prestige. Fuck the Grammys, cause them cracks ain't never done nothing for me. Oh, slugs to my niggas.
See, that made me mad too, like a little bit. Because J. Cole is mixed and he grew up in a white household and crackers fed him for at least the first 18 years of his life. That's foul. You ain't have to say that. You just your mom. Like, and that's fucked up. You ain't even diss Kendrick or nobody. You diss your mama, like, and that's nuts. That's nuts.
Yeah, he did not do
that. He just said them crackers ain't never. You can say them people at the Grammy. You can say the Grammys. You can say the awards. It's easy to. It's a one syllable, like, word. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't got to say them crackers. Like, you can just say anything. He said crackers because he wanted to emphasize about white people. You grew up in a white household. You half white. Half of you screaming out, nigga. That shit don't read. That don't read. That's not a strong diss to nobody. You speak. Alright, y'all hear that?
Oh, drugs took another one. A rap beef ain't realer than the shit I've seen coming. And he averaging one hard verse like every 30 months or something. If he wasn't dissing, then we wouldn't be discussing him. Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga, cause I fuck with him. Push come to shove on this mic, I will humble him. He know what this thing is, that New Jack City meaning. Yeah, I'm aiming at G-Money, crying tears before I busted him. Light work, like it's PWC. It's a cold world, keep the heat under your seat. I got a phone call, they say that somebody
everybody dissing. You want some attention, it come with extensions. My dog like say the word, he on bullshit, he itching. I'm putting so much work in these streets, he got pension. I told him, chill out, how I look having henchmen. If shots get to popping, I'm the one doing the conductor, conductor, conductor. I got mixed feelings about these fucking rap niggas. It's over for that cap, the official cap killers. 2-6, we don't act niggas, we get at niggas. Shoot a nigga, lights out. Yeah, my dog, stack filler, stack stuffers. Triple double, get your ass black duffel. Body bag, body bag, body bag. Cold world, you're instructor for Pilates class. Get a nigga stretched if I feel a disrespect. Your arms might be too short to box with a god who live his life without the pressures of a constant facade. I pray for peace, but if a nigga sees these positive vibes, a Falcon 9 inside my pocket, bitch, this rocket gon' fly. Now it's popping outside like the top of July. My text flooded with the hunger for a toxic reply. I'm hesitant, I love my brother, but I'm not gonna lie. I'm powered up for real, that shit would feel like swatting a fly. 4 hours and 12 years, nigga, I can divide. Shit, if this is what you want, I'm indulging in violence. Put pictures in my home, aim the chrome at your eyelids. Fly pebbles at your dome, we a stone temple pilot.
I just feel, alright, boom. This J. Cole shit, like, and then we go, I'm gonna skip all the feature shit, and we'll just get straight to Kendrick, for real. Like, tell me.
Always you like that, niggas from the bottom really like that, never listens if you like that.
What's up?
That nigga, the reason that song went number one is because Stitcher was on that bitch. It's not because of
Kendrick. Future's only had, like, okay, so... The Futures only had 3 number ones.
I'm telling you about that.
Okay, so can I tell you something too? Futures only had 3 number ones. 2 of them have Drake on them, and the third one was dissing Drake. Future doesn't do nowhere. The biggest Future album release is the first, the We Don't Trust You, in like the first week, and that's 250, like 1,000 albums in a week. Drake did 1.4 million on like, damn, was it Her Loss?
Dirty Sprite, though.
Like, no, did not do any. He does, like, as much as he does numbers in our community.
Dirty Sprite too?
As much as he does numbers in our community, he does not do numbers. Future's biggest week is 251,000. Like, Drake's biggest first week is 1.4 million. That's comparable to Wayne. Nobody else in his generation did that shit. Like, it's no J. Cole, it's no Kendrick, it's no Wiz, it's no... Nobody else did that in his time. Like, no ASAP, no none of them niggas. Like, Kendrick is the closest one, and I think his biggest first week is like 650,000. Like, maybe somewhere around there. It might be 7, but I want to say it's 656-ish, 664, like, somewhere in there. Cole is, like, a somewhere close. Like, but they're not actually close to Drake. Like, it's not close. There's a reason that he arguably may get paid off of them niggas' shit.
These niggas talking out of their neck, don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. D.O.T., the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say it's a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hold them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but it cannot be legit. You're 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this. The first person shooter, I hope they came with 3 switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel, if I had to, got 2 teams with me. I'm snatching chains and burn.
See, for me, the difference between them two is J. Cole saying, as a friend, I don't want to diss you. I'm crying, holding the gun before I shoot Nino. And the nigga that you talking about is saying, I don't give a fuck. I'll crash out. I'll diss Melly Mel. I'll diss anybody. Like, who you want to get this? I'll diss you too. If I got to. So, like, for me, like, you lose in a battle, in a rap battle, when the nigga against you is just being tenacious and you not. Even in your diss, you being weak. Like, it's just a difference to me.
They tattoos, it's up, lost too many soldiers, not to play it safe. If he walk around that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. They got a bone drop the location, I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three, nigga, it's just big me, nigga, boom. I'm really like that, and your best work is a leg pat. Nigga, Prince outlived my Jack, nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. You gon' see Pet Cemetery, nigga, boom.
I don't know, man. I feel like J. Cole, honestly, and his diss don't even... He lost because he took his diss back. Like, he lost because he said, I'm sorry for it, and I didn't mean to say it. That's why you lost. Like, he could be mature, if you consider that mature. Just start a fight and then say sorry for it. All right, cool. That's mature. He's mature. He wins the maturity award. He's good with himself. He's got personal mental health and personal peace. But, like, when you bow out the fight, like, you know what I'm saying? Even as a fan, you got to acknowledge that that nigga lost because he's not in the... He lost. Like, you feel me? So, on to the real niggas. Like... Kendrick, and how long does Kendrick have to respond to Drake?
Until the end of this month. I mean, next week.
Next week? Mm-hmm. How long y'all heard the Drake diss? Y'all like the Drake diss?
I like the Drake diss.
I only heard it that one time.
Mm-hmm. I heard it a few times.
On the way here, several times.
Yeah, and it's actually good.
Like That's my jam, though. That's
like that. Like That move. The Drake diss move too, but it's like I just feel like it's a diss.
It is a diss.
I listen to that song 25 more times than I listen to Drake disses. It's all about beats for me. That right there has my beats jumping in my car.
That shit's an amazing.
I'm gonna play
beat.
That shit more.
No, Metro did his like, fucking thing.
That shit right there has my sounds purring.
And that's why Drake told him shut his ass up and make some drums.
And you have some beats. Yes.
You know what? That shit catchy as fuck. Drake's God. Just...
Drake was right, nigga. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drums, nigga. Mm-hmm.
Like, that beat was just that.
You're throwing it off.
It's everything with it.
Oh, that's why Drake posted
it has
that.
To sound great what? In my car.
Yeah, that nigga posted that drum loss scheme. On his story.
Oh, well, niggas been posting a whole bunch of shit. Yeah, niggas been like, posting a whole bunch of shit.
Who's this game?
No,
Drumline, like, just doing drums on Drake's story, yeah. Like, Drake been being funny toward niggas, yeah. But it's like, yeah, because, like, I don't know, Drake number one, I feel like all the shots going up because it's Drake. I ain't never seen a nigga get jumped like this in hip-hop.
He's getting jumped because he has been on the spot. And if he's on the spot and when you already have when you already have a statement.
Ain't nobody jump Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's
too
Jay-Z's
big.
The past.
Too big.
Unfortunately.
Too big.
Drake's bigger.
It doesn't matter if he's bigger.
Not connected
he's
to the beehive.
Current.
He ain't fucking a beehive.
He's not current.
You do realize that Drake has more sales than the beehive. Like Drake, Beyonce is better than Rihanna, and Drake is shitting on both of them in sales.
I have to see side. I'm not either. Not, I don't care either that much about it, but I would need to see some side by side comparisons. I'm not trying to call
Drake is the only artist that's had an 800 week streak on the Billboard charts.
Even against a Swiftie?
Drake is the only artist who have an 800 week streak on the Billboard chart.
What does that even mean?
To be connected to a song on the Billboard chart for 800 weeks. That it's 800 and something weeks.
52 weeks in a year. It's 800.
So Drake is always on the Billboard.
Yeah, it's like Drake surpassed the Beatles. Drake surpassed like a lot of niggas
Drake
when it came to like
every nationality on the face of this earth.
Yeah, and
so
yeah.
Is so that like, why they hating him? And
it's not that he has more necessarily album sales or show sales or
he has more views and listens.
When it's not about views, it's about like yeah, like it's about the streams. Well, listens, yeah, like
streams. Sorry, I mean that. Sounds
with streams and spins, because it's not just streams, it's purchases, it's streams, it's spins, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it's multiple different things. Yeah, the Nick, like, he's Jay-Z, like, as much as he's my favorite, like, I love Jay, like, Jay, Drake, and Wale, they're my guys. But, like, Drake sales-wise is shitting on those guys.
Sales-wise, yeah, I mean, I can get that. I absolutely get,
like, Jay-Z's sales-wise. In a battle with, like, Tupac and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Drake's way over those guys. Like, he's not, he's in a different league. It's just a different time. It's like when Kevin Hart sells out the stadium and Eddie Murphy didn't sell out stadiums the way that Kevin Hart does, but we look at Eddie Murphy is funnier or more hallowed, like, you know what I'm saying?
Kevin Hart is more PG-13 sometimes.
And that's what Drake
just
is.
Just such a wider...
But I do have to give credit to the success. LeBron James and Michael Jordan, whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, man. Like,
everybody's the GOAT of their own era.
Okay, so are we all picking Drake to win against Kendrick?
I mean, if I have to do it statistically, I mean, if we're placing bets, I would go off the statistics.
Yeah.
Based upon beats, vibes.
Yeah, and did y'all hear the Kendrick, the leak?
Who?
The leak.
No.
The little shit that, you know what I'm saying, what he was talking about.
No, I ain't even care.
I don't care. It's cool, y'all don't care. I'm just saying.
Who's better though?
What song is better? I don't know what song is better. Like, but I would say that, like, the Kendrick leak. And they say it may be AI. That's the one thing that's weird about all of this shit. Like, niggas, like,
fake making shit.
Yeah, fake songs. People wanting to.
And that's what will drive this on for quite a long time.
Well, yeah, they're recreating a lot of the Beatles. And you know, giving voices to people that are dead.
Alright, y'all ready? Y'all ready for it?
Drop it down for that 50. I'll give you 200. I'm too cunning. Come touch down the city. Let's see who teams won it. You really would be stupid for choosing to rock your jewelry. That is foolery. LA goons ready for coonery. Nigga, these size sevens gonna be up in your ass. I'm big stepping cause I'm rapping Compton, doing with class. Ain't no gangster in my hood. Rocking nails for the past. Wanna be Yachty so bad, you're probably topping for cash. What kind of man tell another man? But now, Kendrick, I'm way bigger than you in Japan. Can't you tell, Kendrick? Only thing that people wanna know is Drake a real killer. Cause those subliminals towards X don't make you real, nigga. You ain't never caught a body. Boy, you the closest thing to a porta potty. Let niggas piss on you, this industry is more than sloppy. Orgies, fornications, bodies that you pop a 40 shot. Recording on somebody's watches. This we not gonna throw our subliminals, I'll admit it. Your favorite rapper, Drizzy, been sleeping with Diddy. Listen, I know the tension that's risen. Y'all wonder why he got punched. He kept scraping his teeth, he was eating his dick.
We just talked about how tall Kendrick Lamar was earlier in the car.
Hey,
he 5'6".
I ain't gonna fake.
He's my height. Talking about a size 7.
Now they say that's AI.
That's all I'm about to say. I don't know it's because I'm hot or that shit sound like
weird.
Yeah.
They say it's AI.
5'7" is
Kendrick.
Okay. I thought you said he was
5'6".
I mean,
ish. That's why I said
5'7", whatever. I don't care. Drake isn't the tallest, nigga.
He's 6 foot.
He's really not. He's only 6.
I'm 6'6". Drake isn't the tallest, nigga.
You are of the 90th percentile.
Right, he's taller than me. But he went to run.
So, like, all I'm saying is, like, when them niggas having like height wars, no J. Cole. I don't consider it to be like. I look at the height wars as goofy, like as like niggas shorter than me having height wars is funny because I don't feel like I should jump in the height wars because this niggas is tall for real in the world.
Just know that you're superior.
Sometimes I hate being tall. Somebody asks me like, "What do you do?" I'm a scientist.
I'm a scientist.
Dumb shit.
I'm a guy.
You tell me to tell them something. I always tell them, I always say, I do.
Right. I forgot all about that.
I said I do synchronized swimming. When they asked me if I play basketball, I was like, no, I do synchronized swimmer.
I test pillows.
Hey, what else you do? I work at T-Mobile. I fix headsets.
Yeah.
They be
you
like,
gotta give them something.
You know what you said?
Why you 6'5"?
Hey, you know what? You gotta start fucking people up. Tell people you're a proctologist. Fuck everybody up. You know what a proctologist is?
That was the longest pause.
That was
the
question. That was right for you to finish talking to him.
I kind of would rather you Google it and see your
broadcast. I mean, we kind of on like an audio broadcast, because like I just want you to tell the people.
Well, as tall as you are, it would make people feel even more uncomfortable that you examine assholes.
Thank you.
All right. How do you tell your first date you're a proctologist?
She doesn't know I make some money.
Cause I wanna get off of this. I'm about to move on to something. Did y'all hear about the dude that shot the black, the old white dude that shot the older black lady?
No.
That was sad.
Where is that? This is in the city or
not? That was in Ohio too, right?
This is in the
city?
Was that in Ohio? Victim's a scam.
Well, there's an old dude named William Brock. He murdered his Uber driver. Or not his driver. She was coming to pick up a package to take it somewhere. And he came out with a gun and supposedly thought she was trying to scam him or something. I'm almost convinced that he has some sort of Alzheimer's or some sort of dementia.
Did you see the video?
Yeah. Huh?
Did you see the gun?
That's how you shoot people. Yeah. I think that, like, yes, he came out and I'm not trying to shoot him bail. I think it's fucked up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the way that he was, like, walking her down and shit, like, to just what they said she was in the driveway for 25 minutes, and it was because she was trying to find out where the front door was, and when she finally went up there to get the package, he came out with the gun and backed her down. I would like to hope that he just had dementia. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he just thought that something was taking place, or he had, like, something going on. That would be my hope.
There was a recorded call of people threatening him that it was actually supposed to be for, I don't remember exactly what agency, but they were stating that you owe money, you're going to have warrants out for your arrest, we're going to send somebody to pick up the money. Both of the Uber accounts were linked to this fraudulent claim, and were able to, because now you can do Uber package.
Yeah.
You can send somebody to somebody's house to pick up the package.
Mm-hmm.
This poor lady just knew that she was supposed to go here to pick up this package. This man was being swindled on the phone. Somebody's gonna come and get this money, or you're gonna face the consequences.
So he was in a heightened state.
So I don't think dementia.
So maybe not dementia.
Wrong. It was not wrong. He obviously.
That was just my thought.
Because you have to realize that older people.
I'm not saying he was right.
Yeah, no, not at all whatsoever. But at the same time, both of them were in just a really bad situation altogether. Because they both were elderly and fell victim to circumstance.
That's sad as fuck.
They both got scammed and an innocent life got taken just because she was just trying to earn some extra money.
That's sad
as fuck. And it's fucked. It really is. So leave it to the media to propose propaganda to cause more.
Yeah, they kind of
with some old white Nazi trying to kill an old black. Like, of course, leave it to society to try to drive that wedge. But actually, it fell victim to somebody that probably lives in Africa or India.
When I saw the video, it seemed like two older people having a bad day.
Who had no idea how to truly
work technology. Yeah, and they were having a bad day. Because it just seemed like...
They were just following...
Because she didn't seem aggressive enough to have a gun pulled on her.
Because she came back and was like, I'm just here to pick up a package.
Yeah, and he was just...
Bitch, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Shaking his World War II Smith & Wesson.
He was shaky. He seemed like... He didn't want to be
that
here neither.
That old school revolver hasn't been fired since 1979.
And he didn't want to shoot it, I don't think.
But he did three times. Three times. I believe that was the last number that I heard it was. He shoulder, leg, and another extremity, I believe. But
I think he was scared.
He killed her.
He killed her. And rest in peace and prayers for her family.
Yeah, like, I mean, it was just... These scammers have just gone too far, and elderly are confused, and they're preying on the people that don't know how to understand that stuff. Sit there and threaten somebody.
Well, you know what? Where my brain just went to. How would somebody know that he got pranked on the scam?
There was a recorded conversation.
Oh, okay. You said that.
Citing ABC News because I'm a news junkie.
I will take that.
But that was like one of the things that I like watched avidly because I felt so bad.
Okay. I'm rolling. Hey, well, I got some new people here before y'all go. How do y'all feel about ghosting?
How I feel about what?
Ghosting.
Like ghosting people?
And what does it mean? Exactly.
When you ghost people?
Yeah, like is there a certain level of, like...
I haven't broken down.
Connectivity between two people where it's... You have it?
I just did, like, avid research on ghosting.
Wait, do you have a note?
If I had a better signal... Yeah, Kelsey just pulled up a note. I have videos to cite.
I feel like she just pulled up a note.
No, I do. Like, I haven't broken down into a psychology because I'm...
Oh,
going through a situation myself and...
Alright, hold on, tell me. Zara, you ain't said nothing. How you feel about ghosting? You be ghosting niggas?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
You good? Okay. Yeah. So, fucking niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you got to go for your own sanity.
It depends on the type of person. You can expect me to run away.
Is there a level of how close that you are that it is?
Absolutely. I can break it down to you.
All right, come on, Kelsey. Come on, tell me. No, you tell me the rules. I'm the nigga to tell the rules. I'm gonna tell you this weekend
how I ended up just being single today, and I had a fiance like 3 days ago, right?
Right, though. All right,
so if y'all listen,
if you can get off the proverbial dick and be able to focus, bitch, I get it.
It's like that sometimes. Like, you go from dick to no dick. Like, it ain't shit. It happens.
You're cut off.
Cut off for what? The truth? Like, you can call it the fucking truth, or you can call it the myth.
All right, for everybody that's listened to all the episodes, Gladys is on the same bouncy ball tomorrow.
It's an exercise ball.
Fine, I'm gonna get off the fucking ball.
See, that's exactly what Maul did.
Okay, ghosting is in various levels.
Come, give me the levels.
I'm gonna talk to you about, okay, I hooked up with this, not me. This is just like, you know, just a generic
female. But I hooked up with, okay. All
right. Generic female A hooks up with a random guy from the club, and after that, they ghost each other, they don't ever speak again. Boom. Generic, most basic form of ghosting.
Is that ghosting?
One night stands. Form of ghosting. The girl might want to know,
what
or the guy might want to know.
What is the definition of ghosting?
Never, just up and abruptly disappearing from somebody's life. As if you died.
Can I ask you a question? If you have a one night stand with somebody, we weren't in each other's lives.
That's not a ghost.
That's a great night. You guys think you hit it off. Like, I mean, there's...
How do you think you hit it off? You said they had sex and
they both went their ways.
They're
vibing, having a great night. Like, I don't know. Some girls get those fairy tales. I met this guy and we slept together last night. We're going to be together for forever. And then
that's
he dips. She got ghosted. Like, because obviously he did his thing and then dips. No, she's stupid.
Okay. No, I'm almost convinced that ghosting is like a term to cover for stupid people.
Not at
I'm gonna correct you if I'm wrong. No. Yeah. I disagree with you, and I fucking disagree with you.
Keep going with your logic. The logic.
Okay, so then you've been talking to somebody for a while. Unrequited.
What is the definition of ghosting?
Just I've been cut, ties blocked, can't talk to this person. They have just literally vanished. Harry Potter.
Okay, all right. Real. We on the
Rel.
What was that?
Cloak? Hey, that, talk to your Pookie Pie, Rel. That I'm just talking about his Pookie Pie.
The ball.
Huh?
The ball.
What's the ball?
I did the ball.
Girl, get off the ball.
I'm on the ball.
Just quit rolling around on it, girl.
Fine, fuck. That shit is comfortable as fuck.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying there's people that's listening. Like, they don't want to hear. Anyway.
I had to, as we're having this conversation, I had to come up with my own definitions and then do research as to why my thoughts, like you just said, were incorrect, and I'm okay with that. I have zero problem with that.
I'm gonna challenge you.
And that's okay, because you challenging that would have never led me to listen to...
Is it me, or is ghosting becoming...
Okay, well, all right, wait. Come here. What is that?
TikTok. I did some in-depth. It goes from general ghosting to talking ghosting to being ghosted by your fiance to being ghosted at the altar. I never made it to being ghosted at the altar.
Do
you have Wi-Fi? And I don't have an auxiliary cord in my phone.
iPhone. I hate y'all. They just make life so...
Bluetooth is beyond these. I would need Wi-Fi, though. Like,
you want Bluetooth?
Yeah, but I need the Wi-Fi first.
To Bluetooth?
Yeah, because this is coming from the internet. My signal was weak. I don't have a very boost.
Alright, look. Explain it yourself. Like, explain your theory yourself.
I mean, what I took from it, I mean, I'm really only was paying attention to what I got going on with whatever. I mean, I really only...
Does anybody else have anything to say about ghosting?
Ghosting,
the definition of ghosting.
I mean, you have something and then you end up being nothing out of nowhere.
You have to have something though, right?
Yeah, for sure. There's something there, mm-hmm. and you mm-hmm. have exactly. some yeah. kind of combination. Yes, you do. You have a relationship. Yes, you do.
I mean, they don't say I had sex last night just to say I was having sex.
That doesn't mean you have something.
Or I want to have sex. You are obviously having something.
That doesn't mean you have something. Having...
I'm not talking about sex. I'm talking about a relationship. If you had some kind of relationship and you ghost someone...
Gladys, I agree with you. And I wasn't arguing with you. What I'm saying is that I think that ghosting is used freely, and I think that sometimes people use the term ghosting on situations where, like, it's just a person did not tell you something that's obvious. Like, if somebody,
like, what?
Like, if you're in a relationship, like with somebody or something. Then, like, yeah, when you stop talking to them, you're ghosting them. But if two people are talking and one person likes a person and the other one doesn't necessarily like them the same, you're not ghosting them.
And if they have to just block you on everything and pay all ties and zero communication,
All right, hold on. Let's hear this. Don't get me started before I do the topic. Let me intro this shit in here, man. Like, you know, look, I have shit to say today. So y'all just I got other topics to get to first. Okay? I got a full house, and the name of the game is we gotta Yeah. One band, one sound. All right. Y'all ready?
Yeah. I can't have the tissue before you sneeze, you know.
It's not even a podcast, bitch.
B flat major. Palm.
Yeah. I got a triple king bed and I don't mind sharing. I got a big G wagon, I don't mind sharing. We can get wild like Olivia, we can get stoned like Sharon. Go take care, but they push me to the point where I'm just not caring. I'm just more ready than petty nowadays. Young and in control, even when they stoop low. I see anything as anything and everything's a goal. But I already know that I'm just more ready than petty nowadays. Just know. Young and in control, even when they stoop low. I see anything as anything, I'm watching y'all close. I'm just more ready than...
Okay, yeah. listen, y'all. It's not even a podcast. It's just a real conversation about relative relations. It's the boy J Oates. I got a full house full of misfits. First and foremost, big shouts out to everybody that's listening, wherever you listen, and we appreciate the listen. We appreciate the follows. We appreciate the feedback. It's the number one black podcast in the city. Number three overall, Chance Who?
Woo woo!
I got Miss Gladys. She's never the saddest. Still the baddest. No pips. We in this bitch.
What's up, guys?
I got the homie DJ the Chef.
Yo.
Listen, man. If y'all hungry in these streets, need something to eat. I don't know why you ain't hollered at DJ yet. I got Miss Ashley, but it's pronounced Ishley.
Ashley.
Yes. And so, like, I found that out this week, and you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, so I'm going to do my best to pronounce it the correct way. Ishley.
Ashley.
Ashley. Thank you.
Yes.
And we in this bitch. She's still the princess.
Yes.
You must treat her as such. If you niggas not trying to buy her no flowers, don't slide in the DMs, don't play yourself. Listen.
Come corrected.
Yeah.
I got two new homies. Yeah, hold on. I ain't even they don't even know you here yet. Listen. I got the homie Z. That's Zari in the building with us.
Hey.
We got Miss Kelsey in the building with us. New Miss Kelsey.
Kicking it with Kels.
We got Kicking It with Kels.
Okay.
K-Money.
K-Money. Ooh, I like that.
K-Money. Okay. We got K-Money. Not K-Grizzle. We got
Dizzle.
Okay.
I am Kelsey Daniel.
And last but never least.
I like that. That was nice.
Last but never least, we got Rel, the big homie, the big boss. Look, if you're trying to talk to real, you got to talk to me first. And if your energy's off, it's a big nada.
No,
I'm sad. All right, man. Here, you take this. Man, what is going on in this house? Would y'all niggas settle down?
I hate you that one.
Would y'all niggas settle down?
That was Kelsey. And she throwing shit off. She throwing shit off.
Grow up.
She throwing shit off.
Right. Hey, grow up. Get it together, folks.
Damn.
Hey, take them and just do
this.
You're not
new
to it.
You're new
to it.
Listen.
So you've been in the corners too goddamn fast.
Yeah, man. Niggas slow
this bitch on them corners. He's like
hitting the buttons
in
your
ass. Shit.
She did that a few times. I feel like 30 minutes ago.
Dog is tripping out this motherfucker.
Turning corners a few fast ago.
All right, y'all. She turned that corner and that car was like,
bam! She turned
the corner
too fast.
All right, guys. First and foremost, how's everybody doing this week?
Better.
Bien.
I'm good. Woke up this morning.
Mm-hmm. Right though, you seen the ceiling, right? And then you walked out, and you see the sky.
Holy no, when shit, I woke huh? up, I see the wall because I lay sideways.
Well, I do too, but when you turn around, you see the ceiling, right? Yeah. All right. Yeah. You awake, you live.
Yeah, live. I lay the wall.
Then you walk out, and you're like, "Holy shit, it is warmer now."
I wake up like
it is.
It smell like. A new day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
A new day always feels good,
doesn't it? Oh my God, it does. Yes,
we getting to that time in life. I don't know what y'all talking about, man. Like, we just talking about life. No, I understand, but I know what I was saying. Like, all right, so come on, y'all. All right, listen. I get it. We're moving on. It's springtime. Like, you know, there's people out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyway. They sniff new days, too. I don't know. I could be wrong.
You sniff new days?
Anyway.
What?
Listen, yeah. I'm not even getting into it. I just want to get to the first topic. Did anybody out there see the Allen Iverson statue?
Man, yes. They did him wrong.
Nope. But all the other statues are like that.
Or the figurine.
They all the same size?
They made him, man, his look tiny, bro.
They better not be
They did him that. Wrong and Kobe wrong.
They are all small.
They are. They look. Yeah. They all just look.
So it's fair.
No,
so
his look super little.
It's then. Probably the same artist.
They all little.
I ain't gonna fake. That's AI. They should have came whore.
AI. What if it's just the same artist? Period.
They are all small. I personally think that they should all be big. And I think they just televised this one, or I only cared about this one out of the Sixers. Honestly, I don't give a shit that Charles Barkley got a small statue. He could have a small statue. Dr. J probably deserved a big statue. Allen Iverson deserved a big statue. I don't know nobody else from the Sixers that deserved big statues, but if it's two niggas, it's Dr. J and it's Allen Iverson. I don't know what the fuck them niggas is doing. I think they trying to, like, I don't know what them niggas is doing out there in Philly. I think they fucking some shit up.
Yeah.
But, it's a reason they can't get out the second round of the playoffs, and it's probably got something to do with them small ass statues they're giving their legends. Allen Iverson's a fucking iconic legend.
That's what I'm saying.
He need a statue of Denver, too.
He need one like the Statue of Liberty, like one of them type.
Well, that's I keep a different
that.
Artist.
That I keep seeing that AI, one of LeBron James. I'm just and they keep talking about they make one of LeBron James. They gotta make it. They were talking about putting one of the, well, I know it was just a joke, but they were talking about putting one of the fake ones of LeBron in Cleveland, but you got to have him portable so he can move around.
Why move around?
Because
though?
He ain't staying in Cleveland. He bounced his ass to the West Coast.
Okay, nah, but we deserve one here. He doesn't deserve one in L.A. He deserves one in Cleveland.
What, they going to give him a Cleveland one with a Lakers jersey?
No, hell no.
No, they're going to give him a Cleveland one with a Cleveland jersey.
I feel like if they do a statue, it should be from like a statue from like one of his rookie year or like younger years though.
I'm sure they would.
They might do the year they won the championship though.
Yeah.
But I feel like it should be an older statue like when he first came in.
I don't know. I just know that LeBron deserves a statue here in Cleveland when it's all said.
I don't see why not. He's definitely does. He's definitely
but
a reputation for sure.
Yeah, that's.
And I feel like J.R. Smith deserves one.
All right, man.
J.R. Smith deserves one with probably Denver when he was him and Melo. That was wrong.
I want to let y'all know that I'm gonna move on to another topic. It has to do with the fact that J.R. Smith is not going to... I love J.R. Smith, though. Like, I do love him.
Paul George deserves a statue, but we ain't going to talk about it. Paul George deserves a statue. Say he don't, and I'm walking out.
Where?
To me, we're Indiana. Jersey number 24 before you went to. No cap.
Speaking of shit nobody was talking about, Childish Gambino said he's dropping his last two Childish Gambino albums.
I caught that slide.
I mean, I don't think anybody was looking for the Paul George statue in Indiana, but I'm just saying.
We weren't thinking about LeBron's statue either.
I wasn't trying to talk about that shit either. I brought up Iverson because it was current events. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, all right, so anyway. Childish Gambino said that he's going to stop releasing albums, at least under the name Childish Gambino. That's what I see, you know what I'm saying?
So what, he's trying to have a remake like Titty Boy?
He didn't say that. He said that he's releasing two more albums. He's re-releasing an album that he released in 2020 that nobody knew that he released, that was under the name Activision or some shit. And then he's going to release a soundtrack for a movie that he's releasing. It's called, what is it? Bando Storm in the New World. And that will be his last album.
The last though?
I mean,
I wonder why it would be his last
album. As Childish Gambino. It said particularly as Childish Gambino in the article. So,
wait,
I,
so when he's going to drop on there? What do you say?
I mean, maybe Donald Glover. Maybe he has a new name, like Titty Boy. I don't know. But it did say particularly that it will be his last album as Childish Gambino, and I took that as curious.
Okay. What was CeeLo Green's
name before?
CeeLo Green, but he was Gnarls Barkley, or part of Gnarls Barkley, the group.
Yeah.
When he released Crazy and shit.
Right.
Yeah, it's a... And then, you know what I'm saying, like, we all know that Sean changed his name a few times.
Who's Sean?
I don't know who that is. That's Diddy, but...
Combs, right? Oh, shit, he's talking about Combs.
Well, yeah.
That was the biggest unanimous
That's what I'm like,
but I feel like at a certain point in time, you gotta stop calling niggas by their nickname. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm
Well, I don't want to call nobody his nicknames anymore.
Kanye.
Yeah.
Because...
Tucci, Lil Wayne, Weezy.
Because I'm...
Okay, so he lost his...
Wayne got a lot of names.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Wayne's got some.
Is it an identity crisis?
No.
I'm better.
It's an upgrade.
Crisis.
It's an upgrade. Get it.
Nicki Minaj do too.
Yeah.
Beyonce has Sasha Fierce and Luca Brasi for Kevin Gates. Like, everybody got their alternate ego.
Yeah. What is that?
What is that?
They're upgrading. That's all it is. It's upgrading.
It's just who they want to be when they're fucked up, and then when they're like back to their, when they're having a business meeting, he's Sean Diddy Combs, but then, or he's just Sean Combs, and then when he touches little boys, he's the diddler.
That's not how it works.
I'm confused. How does it work?
I'm not putting that up.
I don't want to be more than one person.
Sometimes you gotta have a stage name.
No, it's just a stage name in the industry. It's just finding yourself in the industry.
Because I love Nicki Minaj, but I don't like when she do that Roman shit. That shit, that scares me a little bit. That like that crazy, I don't like that shit.
It throws me off too. So
it makes me like, what the fuck is wrong with shit?
She's spitting fucking games, what she's doing.
She's like, bro, we're finna come out. Who the fuck? If a regular ass person said that, you would say somebody should have come out.
Same time. Like,
you would be like, what do you mean?
I think it has to do with just them upgrading themselves to the industry. That's it. As an artist, whatever industry you're in, you're just upgrading. That's it. You're just finding yourself as a new identity, and sometimes it's literally an upgrade. That's pretty much what it is. That's why they change the names so often.
Is it like an iOS update?
I don't know if it's an iOS. You play Cody, right? You make it seem like it's computerized, but no. It's like, it's literally like, okay, so back then I was this type of jit. Now I'm this type of person. Like, I was, this is the younger me. This is the older me. This is the, you know, mature me. Like, it's just different phases of their life, and they're just identifying themselves in the phase that they're in. That's how I look at it.
Real my whole life.
I will say that, yes, I think that it's kind of like, it's just kind of like, yeah, like a nickname, but it's also like, A nickname, I'm not quite sure. I kind of feel like somebody gave Kobe the name the Mamba, the Black Mamba. I'm not quite sure if he created that or if it was given to him. A lot of nicknames be given to you. Yeah. I accept nicknames that are given to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm necessarily... I mean, as a kid, you try to create nicknames for yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you learn it. Like, niggas got to give you a nickname. Like, that. It don't... I don't know. So, like, I guess that shit just got to work, I guess. I don't know. Sean's was his last name. Like, Brother Love was a weird name.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
That was his name, Brother Love?
That's what he, I think that's the nickname.
I didn't know about that one. That makes sense, though. She's like, no, and then you don't laugh.
How
did
he
even know about it?
He was Snoop Dogg with, like,
the
Snoop Lion for a minute for, like, a couple months.
He did change his name to
Snoop Lion. What was Ron Artest changed this to Murder World Peace, but after that, it was something Panda or Panda Friends or something?
Oh, I don't even know about
it. He changed it to, like, Panda something, and then he changed it back to,
All I know is, like,
must have been some short
my favorite
shit.
One is Chad Ochocinco, because Ochocinco isn't 85, it's just 85, and yeah. I loved it. Like, he changed his name to that. I'm a move. Ooh, I gotta. I don't know. Y'all seen Lotto Mama?
Live of what?
Lotto's mama. Like, mm-hmm. Lotto posted a picture of her mama. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't see her mama? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't. I'm not him.
I feel like Mother's Day is coming around the corner, and we just need to appreciate Lotto's mom. I think we should do something. Like, maybe together. I don't know, but I think.
Well, I'm going to do something for my mom first.
I'm going to do something for my mom, too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real, because I don't know how we never did shit for me, for real. Huh? Like, really? Like, she looks good, though.
Lotto's mom. Huh? I'd do something for Lotto's mom.
You should.
No, I'm talking shit. Listen, I'm just saying, like, no, for real, like, y'all didn't see the picture?
No, I didn't see it.
Y'all should go look at it.
Thank you, like, thank
so
you.
She's up. She's definitely up. She's like, yeah, I definitely
noticed
it.
Yeah, like, Lotto's mom is really, I don't know, like, she's like,
she
looked like she almost Lotto age. Like,
she did. Yeah. I think she had her at 15. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm. She looked young in the picture because it was a baby picture with her and then mom picture now. Yeah, it was like,
oh my gosh, hey, mom. No, that's baby. Like, you're a baby having a baby, right? Ouch, I'm sorry I said that out loud, but I'm just saying.
I mean, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true. It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I didn't see the photo, so I'm just like, I would have said the same thing if I would have seen the photo. I'm sure I would have noticed, like, yo, you have a baby. Mm-hmm.
Her baby turned out all right.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Good.
She got a great turnout.
I don't know. Everything happens for a reason.
So you're sending props to her?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to still throw some more cliches. Everything happens for a reason.
I mean, it is around the corner.
God is like, still working on all of us.
What?
We all just works in progress.
God is still working.
Yeah, have patience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyway.
Look.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
No, her.
Huh. I'm sick of y'all.
She talking about her.
All right, hold on.